that's not a water softener. So first off, using that and telling people that's a water softener is not true.
Right.
The solution is get a water softener.
Is this like the magnet people?
Yeah, it's what it is. It's a magnet, only it's a little stronger, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's not a water softener by any means. As far as a water softener goes, we have a great sponsor, Aquatex. They've got the two-tanked Kinetico system, which is fantastic. But the bottom line is this. You can call them and please talk to them. To soften water, you need a water softener. And so you need to buy a water softener, and all the gimmicks and the things that come and go don't work. It has to be a water softener, which means salt, tanks, regeneration, that kind of thing.
You can't do water softening without salt?
Well, you can use a potassium, but it's still a salt-based.
It's a salt-based thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's still done.
No, because that's the other thing is, you know, you hear the magnets, and then you hear people saying, well, you can soften water without salt.
No. No, because it you take the hardness out and you replace it with a little bit of sodium, but it's so little, it's not a big deal.
Right.
And you shouldn't, and it's not a water filter, it's a water softener. If you're concerned about drinking water, then you get into a reverse osmosis drinking filter, and that way you take everything out. But people worry about salt from softened water, but in this part of the country, a gallon of softened water has as much salt as a piece of white bread. And if you're going to go have a Mexican fajita dinner, don't talk to me about salt.
That's right.
Just take your nitro pills, okay,
yeah,
whatever
the,
it takes.
I'm on the low-sodium, low-fat Mexican food diet.
Yeah, exactly.
I eat the plate.